morning, wonderful people of Biafra from the Blessed Land. On this very day at our capital in Enugu City, this is a very special program of Radio Biafra transmitting to the whole world, as always, because we have listenership across all the entire 24 time zones of the world. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and even for some people, good night, those of them in the United States of America. We welcome you wherever you are. This is a very special edition of Radio Biafra live transmission following the very disturbing and breaking news we received last night during broadcast by somebody that the leadership of MASOB, sponsored by Ohanaeze, acting on the instructions of the Zoological Republic, were intent on destroying our cenotaph. We went there yesterday to prepare and wait for them. They are cowards. We are here to fulfill what we said we are going to do. This is Radio Biafra. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, that is if you're not already on it, if you want your friends and your relatives to listen, because this wasn't trailed properly, we ask you to inform them. You can tell those around you, you can inform those of them going to work, that they can download free Radio Biafra app on any of their smart devices. With it, they can receive Radio Biafra this very morning. And as always, we are going to be interactive on this very session. If our people are listening as we expect them to, if you go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook, you should be able to join us. This program is live. This is not a recorded program. The time now is approximately 4 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here in Biafra land on this day, the fourth day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I welcome you personally. And as I welcome you, I also ask you to welcome all the people. We have convened and we shall go on to bring you our news headline, not headlines, our news headline and accompanying news summary, after which we shall endeavor to open our lines should anybody wish to comment on what is happening around here. We are making it very clear today that this is a live production of Radio Biafra, based here at Enugu, at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra. There is a reason why we are broadcasting live this morning, and we must proceed to do so. Normally, our transmission time is 7 p.m. in the evening here in Biafra land, but we have broken with that very tradition to present to you a very special landmark broadcast of Radio Biafra this very morning. Please inform your friends and your family. All the websites and listening posts are working. The principal one is www.radiobiafra.co. If you wish to join us, as always, our Skype line is open. And also, you can follow us by calling this very number, which is the normal, regular Radio Biafra studio line, +234 81 00 904 599. I repeat, +234 81 00 904 599. We are welcoming you wherever you are. Normally, when we broadcast, the people of the Far East will be fast asleep. It is now the turn of those of them in the USA. For some of them, it is their midnight, it is their mid-morning, or very early in the morning, I hasten to add. That is to show that indeed the world does spin around the sun. And across all these places, all these time zones, all these continents, there are Biafrans listening to Radio Biafra this very moment. And to those of them that received the announcement, to those of them that tuned in, we are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. As always, and as I did emphasize before, our lines will be open. Our headlines are not many. It is very brief. Our analysis is also very, very brief. But we must state it categorically. We must make it open that anything designed to set back our struggle, anything designed to make life difficult for genuine Biafrans fighting for the restoration of their country, will be resisted. It will be met. It will be resisted. That is why we are making it very clear. If you have people in Masop, if your family members are there, anybody that comes close to our cenotaph will be killed. We are making it very, very clear to everybody. We have reinforced our security. We are making it very, very clear. If your brother, your sister, your father, your uncle is amongst Masop working for Nigeria, because we now know that Masop works for Nigeria, if they come close to our cenotaph, they will be killed. We are making it very, very clear now for all to understand. We shall proceed. We must go forward to present to you our only news headline today and the accompanying analysis. If you're tuning in, if you're listening to us, your ears are not deceiving you. This is Radio Biafra live transmission, a very special live transmission coming to you from our capital city here in Enugu in Biafra land, following the reverberations around the world of our remembrance of our fallen heroes, those that died that we may live. We remembered them on the 30th, and on that very day we unveiled our cenotaph to the rest of the world, to the attending ranks of mass media that came to see us. It has become very apparent since then that what has been happening to our people is acute poverty. Acute poverty, that has been our problem. It is now beginning to be exposed. Almost, I repeat, almost everybody you know that is here that claim they are fighting for Biafra are riddled with poverty. They have compromised their principle. They are not to be trusted in any way, shape, or form. Everybody needs money before they can work for their country, but thankfully, we have those of them who are hardcore. We have those of them that still believe. The core of our security down here, they are intact. They are not the type of people you can buy over with money. You cannot induce them, but the rest have been compromised. People are very, very hungry here. By the time I finish reading this very news and the news summary, I will make an announcement. That announcement will reinforce our commencement of our second phase of the struggle. The vultures are gathering. We are informing them that they have to go on exile, including Owazurike. He has to go on exile or he will die here. Since they have decided, rather very prematurely, to attack our cenotaph, since they have decided to do the most dishonorable by contemplating attacking our cenotaph, they have not gone against Hausa Fulani people. They protect Hausa Fulani people. They kidnap, they rape, they pillage, and they loot. They are disgracing themselves and not the world Biafra. We must go and reclaim our country, reclaim our name Biafra, because Hausa Fulani people are now effectively in charge in the shape of Owazurike. They are here to do the bidding of the North. They talk about Biafra only by lip service. They do not have what it takes to pursue it to its rightful conclusion. People have been deceived, bamboozled, and cheated. People are confused. And if you add poverty on top of that, they are finished. Finished. That is why we are here, to correct any misleading impression that what we are doing regarding the restoration of our country has anything to do with this very criminal. Anything at all to do with this criminal, because there isn't. There is none whatsoever. By way of headlines today, we are reporting the news that broke very, very late yesterday as we are about to conclude when we were contacted by our people inside Masop. We have people inside Masop that reported to us that the meeting they had and what Owasurike instructed them. This very person told us that the Zoological Republic has instructed Owasurike and Masop to destroy the Biafra Memorial Monument here in Enugu that we built, that we are seeking to finish, to unveil the magnificence and the beauty to the entirety of humanity. That is what Owasurike and Masop have been paid by the Nigerian government to go and destroy a place that immortalized our soldiers, the brave men and women that died. A place that even remembered Masop members, those of them who are genuine, that fell in the cause of what we are doing. That they have sent these bastards, fathered by Hausa Fulani men, to go there and destroy our cenotaph. This news came very late yesterday, and we are reporting it. It was spread all over the world, and we are making it known that I personally received a telephone call from a Masop member, from one of their top commanders, informing me of what they have in mind, that they are going to attack this very place, that we should get our people into position. There is no way that Masop can march against us without us knowing in advance, well in advance of what they intend to do. If they come there, if your brother, your sister is part of them, I assure you this day that they will be killed. They will be dead if they get to our cenotaph. They will die there. We are making it very, very clear so that the world will not say we did not warn them. That is the essence of our broadcast today. If your relative is in Masop working for Nigeria, if your brother, your mother, your sister, your aunt, if they are in Masop working for Nigeria, working for the re-election of Jonathan, whilst also talking about Biafra, you must warn them. You can go and perform your criminal act somewhere else. You can be as hopeless and as bad as possible if you intend to be. Go and concentrate on kidnapping. Go and concentrate on shaking up traders in Onitsha to get money. Go and concentrate in doing aburo work. Go and concentrate in providing political talks to politicians. Here we talk about Biafra and nothing else. We have nothing to do with Nigerian politics and her politicians. We are not part of you and can never be part of you. We cannot insult the memory of those that died. We cannot insult the memory of the children starved to death in this very land. We cannot insult the memory of the suffering families, those that struggled to survive even when the last penny they had on them was taken away. We cannot allow their memory, their sacrifice to be insulted by a bunch of hoodlums masquerading as freedom fighters. We came prepared. They thought that this is 2009. You cannot succeed. You will be killed as you get close. You watch and see. We are waiting for you. We are waiting for all the criminals, those of them that thought that we came unprepared. You are in for a shock. They launch an attack against our cenotaph. The phase two commences immediately, with immediate effect. They will be hunted down and killed. We are making it very clear to them. We received inside information yesterday here on Radio Biafra that Ohanaeze Ndigbo, working in conjunction with Masop, thugs, those that they gave to Ngige, the same thugs they used to work for APC, that they have paid Masop under the leadership of Owasurike, Rafael Owasurike, on Tuesday, the third day of June 2014, to destroy the Biafra Memorial Monument, erected in Enugu by some members of the indigenous people of Biafra. These are those that built it and are still building it. This is where we immortalized our heroes and heroines. The carvings on the central pillar depicts it. Children suffering from kwashiorkor. Our gallant soldiers carrying their wounded. This is the very edifice that Owasurike is intending to destroy, that the federal government of the Zoological Republic is intending to destroy. I am telling them this morning that is an open declaration of war. You touch our cenotaph and we commence phase 3 now, not even phase 2, we commence it immediately. That is why we are here to lead this very movement. That is why they must understand that we don't retreat and we don't surrender. Very late yesterday, early hours of the morning, we were there, I was there personally, to ensure that every arrangement is in place to deal with any fool hopeless enough to get close to our cenotaph. That is a very holy ground. That is the place where we remember those that died. That is the very place where we immortalize their bravery. That is where we remember those that charged enemy lines without any guns or bullets. That is where we venerate the bravest of the very brave. Anybody coming close is asking for hell. We are warning everybody, if your brother, your sister is a mass up, they must leave. If they remain there and come close to our cenotaph, they will die. Very, very clear. Don't say we did not tell you. That is the news headline, our breaking news and only news headline this very day. Our lines will remain open. Our lines will remain open should anybody wish to speak on this very issue. On a day we are reporting that some criminal elements within MASOP under the leadership of Owazurike are planning or planned to attack our cenotaph. The information came in very, very late after our program yesterday. We open our lines. We have a caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra special transmission from our capital here. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Then you speak up, please. We are waiting. Speak up your name and where you're calling from.
Okay. I'm coming from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Yes, I have to use now. I want to ask you to make the number of the Waziri publicly for us to call him and warn him. And ahead of time, anything he does in that place will be disastrous. Everything anybody does on that thing that people are doing down there will be disastrous to anybody that supports Nigeria. I don't believe in Nigeria. Nigeria is a useless nation. It's a useless nation. Anybody says come from evil land that supports foolish Nigeria will be disastrous. We will destroy independence. I am ready to do suicide bomber to kill everybody if they are not careful. If they are not careful, they should be there. Yet if they are not careful, all of them will go down.
Yes, they will.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Very, very loud and clear. Very, very loud and clear.
Washington should be very careful. We should leave that out. We have been stealing money, cutting poverty, destroying people, killing people, moving into criminality. Instead of surprising, what is it right? What is our right to get? Washington is a foolish man. Washington, hear me. If you love your life, from that place, or you and your family will be wiped out. If you love your life, I'm saying from there, if not, you and your family, everybody, contact, whether it's government or anywhere, will be wiped out. We are ready for anything. Everything. We are ready for everything. Everything. Everything we are ready. Somalia is better. We are ready for anything. We are in a nation where we cannot do anything. Government, they go to abroad, they go to Ghana, they go to other countries, and they come back, they cannot do what they saw in our country, in our land. They cannot build good roads, no shopping mall, no parking. They are carrying all your money everywhere, all of them, smashing with the money. Carrying money to all over, outside the country. Making all kinds of things that everybody was wicked and become a stupid and foolish as it happens. You should be careful. You should be very, very careful.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Our first caller from Malaysia. That goes to show that our people are, oh my dear Lord, these people are playing with hell. We will destroy them completely. He has, I feel sorry for him. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra.
Hey, my God.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, live transmission from Enugu, special broadcast this very morning. Go ahead.
Director, this is Stephen Chidi. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Malaysians are indomitable, of course. Please go ahead.
Director, I must commend you for the work you do. But, here now, I'm not feeling all right because of what I heard.
Go ahead. Have we lost you?
No. But
Go ahead. Or are you pausing out of anger? We should reserve the anger because this very evening, I will recall the entire army of Biafra. I will ask those volunteers abroad to begin to come home. They have forced our hand. They want us to commence our second phase, and that is what we are going to do imminently. Everybody will be recalled this very evening. The army of Biafra will be recalled today, and so also all volunteers abroad will be recalled during our live broadcast this very evening. They want hell. We give it to them. Anything they want, we give them. We are asking this bastard, if he values his life, to go on exile, or he will die here. Very simple. For daring to insult the memory of the dead, he's finished. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Ojukwu calling from France.
Go ahead, we are listening.
You shouldn't worry yourself. You know, there is a song that entered my heart when I heard this. And I said, "Ndai kaka, ndai kaka na bala yumba, ndai kaka, ndai kaka na bala yumba." You know, I am so happy that these people are forcing us to come out, because we must come out, and there is something that is going to bring us out, and it's justifiable. There is one message I want to send to Wazirike. A message, that is that message, they say in our place that, they said, he whom the gods want to kill, first of all, make him mad. And that message is, you can cook for the public, and the public will finish your food. But when the public cook for you, you can never finish it. Wazirike should know that. Let me put it in English, in Igbo language, in case if he doesn't understand. But you can never dare finish it. Wazirike is already doomed, and he wants to destroy his generation, his entire generation. Because when we are coming out, we are not coming out only for Wazirike. We are going to finish all his generation. Everything about Wazirike on this earth, anywhere he runs to, will be fished out. He shouldn't joke with this generation of Biafra today. Because the generation of Biafra today is not 1999 generation of Masob. The generation of this time around is God sent. They are determined. We are determined to get what belongs to us. Enough is enough. Wazirike and his thoughts, it's not going to be an obstacle for us. We march them down. We crush them down. They should go and mark it out. But I pity those buffoons that are following him. I pity them. Because they are attracting the anger of God, of Chukwuebiamah and his people to their own life and their families. If I were Wazirike should accept his defeat, that he is defeated. If by where Wazuka, Wazuka should go down and go and ask for forgiveness to God because he has done an abominable thing. You know? So what I am telling you, Director, there is no need of shouting. We want them to come out because something is supposed to push us out.
Of course.
So that we have a justification of doing what we are doing. You know, because if they keep quiet on us, it doesn't make us good. But you have to start from somewhere. So that somewhere, we allow them to start first. Then when we come out, then the whole world will not say, these people, they are fighting an unjustified fight. So that is, I'm saying, calm, everybody. We are waiting for them. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct to humanity a very special broadcast today because we received confirmed and verified information. This is not from fourth hand or fifth hand. This is not some useless rant on Facebook. This is not a very hopeless inbox to anybody. I got a telephone call personally from one of our people inside them telling us in no uncertain manner that they were going to attack our cenotaph this very morning. And we are waiting for them. The person on the coordinator's line, stay where you are. Our Skype line is also open. Let's take this call. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. My name is Ajak Henry Chimobi from Akure.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Director, I just listened to the news. But one thing I want to say is this. If government of Nigeria should pay Wazirike to temper with that cenotaph, they should know it that the attack is not going to end at Wazirike family. That cenotaph is equal to Abuja. The Abuja that Nigeria is voting for is equal to that cenotaph. So if they try it, if they touch that cenotaph, that is a direct attack to our own Abuja, and we will get to that Abuja there. That is, we will go to that Abuja and destroy the Abuja. So they shouldn't just think that they can make it to that we will fight with ourselves. No. We will fight with any saboteur there. Then we will get back to that Abuja and make sure that it falls.
Of course it will. It will fall. As Ojukwu said, we are waiting for a trigger. I pray to Tukwu Abiyama, please allow them to attack our cenotaph, please. So that when we go after them, people can say that we are justified. They are very foolish. You did not build a cenotaph. Despite all the money you collected, everything that you did, you could not build a cenotaph. You could not honor even your own members killed at Ezu River. You couldn't honor them. You couldn't honor the children slaughtered by Peter Obi, those of them massacred by Chiku Denwa. You could not do it because you are not a freedom fighter. The interest of your people is not paramount. You want money and fame. Go and touch that cenotaph. I promise you tonight there will be hell. We call down hell from wherever it is and you will see it for yourself. They are mad people. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Hello? We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they can't. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? No. That line is also not very stable. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot. I don't know if they're flashing us or what. You can't flash us because we cannot call you back. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. My name is Chukwudi Afoma. I'm calling from Australia.
Yes, Afoma. Please go ahead.
Yes, it's a very sad news to hear that Wazirike and the so-called Ohanaeze are planning to destroy our monument. Director, it's a declaration of war. And Waziri must go to exile. His cup has full. He thinks that we are stupid. They think that we are idiots. Don't they know who we are?
They're about to find out.
Director, there will be no mercy. Anybody on the way is removed. We are trying to restore our kingdom. Waziga has betrayed our people for so many years. Betrayed them. He's got to show that he's not interested about restoring the Africa, but making money from it. And the so-called allies are just there for their pockets. But I promise all of them will die. They will not enjoy that money. And their children will suffer because of it. Director, go ahead. We are with you. We are behind you. We are beside you.
Of course. We nothing march only happen. Forward. We
and
march only forward.
Of one, Waziri must go to Italy and they're so stupid or unexpected to leave and go back to where they come from. Problem house. Do you know one interesting thing? Do you know that all of them, that so-called Igbo elite, do you know that if you trace their blood, they have also Yoruba blood.
Of course.
And they intermarried among themselves.
Yes, and they all voted for MPN. All of them, MPN. Yes. Our former, your line is shaky, but the point you made is well received. Do we have any caller at all on the coordinator's line? Do we? I don't think so. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yo, Director, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Please go ahead. I can hear you loud and clear. Your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, this is Hilary Botiku Ezeja. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I heard the news, Director. Actually, I'm very sad. Director, what I want to say is this. Director, it's high time we start doing something. How could that was Riketukov was threatening us like this? He has really done the work that he could do. Director, I think this is time for us to stand up and do something, Director. You know, so that the world and the so-called Nigeria will know that we are serious, because they feel like we are just making mouth and we are not doing anything. Somebody called us yesterday or 2 days ago from Switzerland, Director, talking about Atiku's daughter. Director, let's start from somewhere. All those stupid people that still make, they can intimidate us in that country called Nigeria. Their sons and daughters are abroad. Let's start investigating. Let's start something, pointing them and killing them one by one, starting from Owasiliki and his family. Wherever they are, Director, call on us. Let's come back and start doing something, Director. They have really, really tried to humiliate us. But God, Chukwudema, will not ask that to happen. But at that, I said, this is the time for us to do something.
We are going
they
to
are
do something.
They feel like we are people that talk and we never do anything. But I guess we have to start doing something now, Director, because I'm very sad now.
Thank you very much, and we are going to do something. We must show them what we are made up of. They think they broadcast on radio. They are here, they are there, they are on the ground. We want to tell them that we have our people right inside Masop right now as we speak. Before they make any move, we know about it. We hear it before they make any move. Once they commence any march, we hear about it. And we meet them head on. Waziri should go on exile. Or he will die here. If you know him, go and tell him that's what I said. He will go on exile. Or he will die here. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
This is Okezie. I'm calling from Australia.
Okay, Zia from Australia, please go ahead.
Yeah, I heard what is happening. This is Akanko. This is toilet paper, Wazika and so-called Biafra. We need to start something. We don't need to waste time.
Yes.
Hello?
We are, the world is listening. What is here? Go ahead. We are listening. Go
we
ahead.
We need to start something because, you see, what Wazika wants now is to draw us back. And we knew he's going to do it. And that's why he can't travel to anywhere. We have invited him to Australia. He doesn't want to come. We need to do something. Because if we don't do something, this is the stage we are now. The Hausa and Fulani people and Yoruba, the bandits, they want to use our Zike to transport back. Let us start cleaning our house early. Before they come, these Oanese people, before they come from Confab, let's leave them there so they can go to exile from there.
Very good point. Very good point.
Because what we need to do, Director, what we need to do, you know why I'm so much involved now, more than everybody, this is the action time. What we need, the war we are going to fight is not going to be gone on this. We are going to use, that's why I wanted to speak to you private, Director. We are going to use the chemical. If you are a doctor, use your injection. If you are a nurse, you have medication. If you are cooking food, start from there. If you're changing money, start from there. If you're in the mosque, start from there. If you're in the church, start from there. That's the type of what we are going to watch. If this Ohanese can hear that their children are being held on hostage, if they can hear that their mothers are being held on hostage, if they can hear that their house is being destroyed from the village, I think they will start understanding us the better.
Yes. Of course.
I'm telling you. If you can go to Wazika and his maternal home and hold two people up, let us behave like the mafia. We are suffering here. We are not going to let these people, all this money we are working, collecting $1, $2, cleaning toilets, suffering. Sometimes we do what we've been doing, halot in overseas. Then we take this money to build a monument and people who want to bring it down. What are we alive for?
Nothing. Nothing. People will suffer.
We know where they live. We know their children. We know their number. We can go to MTN and get what we want. We know where they live. We know this Ohanese, whoever they are, or everybody in Igbo land has a village. You have a maternal home. It's easy. You have where you come from.
We know where
we know their traditional ruler.
We know
now
where they
that the Boko Haram, they kidnap the Chukwu children. It's government not looking for a way. Now they bombed Abuja. This person not look. Even the Rochas or Krocha, the so-called delights in Igbo land. We know where they come from. We know their wives. We know their children. We can poison them. We know their girlfriends. If we want to go on mafia, we will go. We can even be on the street like the people. When they pass, they will not know. We can infiltrate. If they are this in escort, we can infiltrate them. So we can't wait for them to destroy that. Let it start. The diaspora people, I'm so much trust people in diaspora. They will support the funding. I have hopes in them, and I'm one of them.
I know, so.
Instead of Biafra doesn't come, let us, I'm the last person who will say, I won't bring my money. Okay, I'll be the last. Instead of that, I don't care having investment, let everything I work go to make sure that the Biafra come. Ofonye, Ohanese wo fonye haishela yini aigiri mana haishela yini ikaga hedicha. So ha de very very careful onyam chiriku onwan hai na maya meme ojukwu said nobody will tell he will die, he will fold his hands. So now we have heard, we need to do something.
As simple as ABCD.
Thank you very much. And we are going to be something.
If you call people in South Africa, you have more mafias in South Africa, you have more mafias in Senegal,
you
have more mafias in Malaysia,
we recall
and Thailand.
Them tonight. We recall
you have more
them.
Mafias in South Africa. If you call people not coming, they think this is 1967 and 1970. We are mad already where we are. We are mad. Most people are taking drugs overseas. We are mad already where we are. I'm telling you. Because the life we are living, we have nothing again. So whether we die or live, it's the same thing. We are mad.
They need to understand that. And we are going to show them.
You have the child. They chase us away. We have children we can't bring home. We just, our youth life, we waste it overseas. We don't have anything to show. We are mad already,
and they're going to see it. They will see it. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I can receive static from you, but you're not saying anything. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? On the coordinator's line. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me? I don't know what is happening to it. They cannot hear me.
Talking to me. Good morning.
Good morning. I have been talking to you for a very long time. Go ahead, please. Your name and where you are. Can you hear me? No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are, please.
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead. Give us your name and where you are. We are welcoming you to Radio Biafra. Very, very special transmission this very morning. The fourth day of June 2014, with the time standing now at approximately 7:45 a.m. here in the glorious, blessed Biafra land.
All right. Thank you so much, Biafra. Good morning to you, Director. My name happens to be Richmond Chima, calling from.
Where are you calling from? Hello? Our line's giving problems. Where are you calling from? I think it is giving us problems. Please do try and call us back. The infrastructure, the network in the zoo is unbelievable. Please, you must try and bear with us and try and call us back. I trust those of them in Malaysia, in Senegal, in South Africa. Only three countries. We can bring this place down. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Before that, the caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, good morning.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, Director, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please. Yes. Where are you calling from? Your name and where you're calling
from? My name is Austin Okoye.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling.
Oh no, the line is very bad. We'll try
exactly who they are. I hope our people are listening right now. I hope they are listening and see who they call their representative. Who they are believing on that these people are representative of Ndibo. This 10 zone. Look at the people. Now everything has come out in open. If Ohanes, they can open their mouth to say they want to destroy the memorial, something that is beautiful for the 3.something million people that died. They want to destroy the memory of these people. Now, Igbos will see exactly who are these people. We have seen that now we have an evil people in our land. It was super German. The land, don't be surprised what is happening, Director. It was the land that is bringing them out. That memorial, something we did. It will see worse of that this particular thing. It was the land that is bringing the earth, because they don't know what they're doing now. They are now in sin, because the land is not bringing them in their reality to show us who these people are. Now, to the extent of their game to attempt to destroy, it's like what they open their mouth to say, even if they didn't do it, to open their mouth to say they will destroy this particular thing. What they're supposed to do, their responsibility, what they're supposed to do, but they fail to do it. The whole world, the whole Biafra all over the world, and I'm planning to do this and building this particular thing, they open their mouth to say they will destroy it. Only that particular thing alone that I've shown that they are not wanting to leave. Our people now know right now that they have to do something. Believe me, my director, these people's blood will be sacrificed in Biafra land, because they have polluted this land. I'm telling you, we are just seeing this particular. They have done a lot. They have done a lot of atrocity in this particular land. They thought that we are still living in the age of that. If you speak, we kill you. No, that era has gone. The Afras has woken up. They will run. They thought that there's something hidden. They don't know that they are stepping on the land of Chukwu Adiama. They are stepping on the land of Chukwu Adiama to plant evil. They don't even know that the land that's stepping on is a holy land, that the land has been appealed, that no secret, nothing, no plot will ever succeed anymore in that land. They don't even know that.
No,
now, Chukwu Adiama has given them a one sign to show them that nothing atrocity will ever succeed anymore in this sacred land. This
never.
Is the first step. This is the first show for Chukwu Adiama. And we want to give them warning that hell is what they are losing. And they will receive it. It is better for them not to start packing immediately, because they really know that, because I don't take life worth living if this situation should continue like this.
It won't.
They should know that very, very clear, that the whole world, Biafras all over the world, indigenous people of Biafra all over the world will not sit. Watch them even saying this nonsense, threatening of destroying our memorial center, threatening of kidnapping our commander. It's not possible. It's a slap to all Biafras all over the world. It's a slap for our land. It's an abomination to our land. To step in our land, in that soil, to speak such a thing, to have such a plot. It's impossible. And they will receive it in the biggest sound. This is what I say. Director, what I tell you, that don't be afraid. Don't shake. Chukwu Adiama is on your side. Chukwu Adiama is on your side. The God who made it, who revealed, who touched the heart of a person to reveal it to you. That the same God have touched everyone. They have set the security around you, around every indigenous people of Biafra. These people are minors. They are few. We are many. The land belongs to us. The land have come to stay with people that is worthy to possess that land. And these people that is worthy to possess that land is the indigenous people of Biafra. The faithful ones, these people who know what truth is all about, who have come out to free his people from the bondage. If they think that they will keep on to slavery again, is that they must be joking. That era has gone.
It's gone.
That era has come and gone. They should know that.
It's gone.
It's over. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This very evening we recall our people. For them daring to threaten something, we show them hell. We will show them phase two of this very struggle has begun in earnest. It has begun. That was how Chukwu Adiama wanted it. It has begun. We cannot retreat nor surrender. Any sign of fear from anybody, that goes to show you can never be one of us, that you're not born a Biafran. We need those who are conceived as Biafrans to come home. I will announce it this very evening. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are transmitting live and direct from our studios here in the capital of Biafra land, Enugu. We have somebody on Skype. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
It's the person that called before.
Yes.
I am Ogudu Stephen Chidi. I'm from, I live in Malaysia.
In Malaysia, Chidi, since you're on Skype, stay where you are. Don't go away, Chidi. Remain where you are. Let's go and take this call from the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Chidi Ekanyang. I'm calling from China.
Chidi Ekanyang from China. We have Chidi from Malaysia on hold on Skype. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, good afternoon, Director.
Good morning from here.
Okay, I am so angry about the news. Director, I want to ask, why must we keep on talking about this one man? Why must we keep on talking about Owasiki all the time? Must we wait until he attacks before we can face this man? Why don't we show this man a lesson? Why can't we teach him a lesson?
We are going to do exactly that. Today we recall our army this very evening. We are going to show this man a lesson. We will show him a lesson. For daring, for opening his mouth to mention the cenotaph. That is sacrilegious. Sacrilege. He is not worthy.
I think we have gone into the second phase of the struggle. And I thank God, and I know we are going to use the opportunity to deal with anybody that threatens to attack any member of this struggle. Because if we fail to do something, this is the way we start. Even here in China, we have people that come out to openly say that they are against the struggle. I think we have to teach him a lesson.
We must do so. We must do something. We must do so. They have challenged us and we must meet this very challenge head on. We prefer to fight big powers. We prefer to fight the Zulu government. We came home to go and fight Boko Haram. But Boko Haram is within us. These people are working for Hausa Fulani people with Biafran flag. Chineke Gaboha call of them. They will die in shame and penury. When they were talking sense, people were following them, thinking we are human beings. From freedom fighting to kidnapping, from freedom fighting to land grabbing, from freedom fighting to hotel. I warned our people, if you allow this type of thing to continue, when the evidence is very clear for all to see, that we will suffer the consequences. Now it is here. We have roaches or culture we are suffering from. Now somebody is using the name of Biafra to serve Hausa Fulani people.
I think these people are the only enemy we have. And I think it's very, very important that we deal with them first before going to the external enemy. The internal ones are very deadly. We have to deal with them thoroughly.
I agree with you. I agree completely. Chidi from China, thank you very, very much for your call. We have Chidi from Malaysia who is holding on the line. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you very much for your work that you are doing for us. I'm the Assistant Coordinator here in Puchong.
In Puchong, yes, please, go ahead.
Under the leadership of Obilo Anthony,
yes,
the great man himself.
Yes.
I want to tell you, my director, that everybody is not happy now in Malaysia. And because of the situation we find ourselves, here in Malaysia, we are not doing anything. And you are the only person that come to our rescue. Because of this, I don't know what to say, but I want to tell you, this is the time to start things. This is the time to tell everybody that we are ready. Just what we are waiting for is for your command. What are you waiting for? We are not waiting on defense.
We are calling for our army this very evening. We will recall them from wherever they are. We will burn this place down. I told them that, and I want to prove it. I want to prove it this very year that they are in serious trouble. You go on exile or we kill you here. The second phase has commenced. Very, very important. Our line is a bit shaky. Our line is a bit shaky. Please do try and bear with us. If we have problems, please, please, please do not adjust your system. Do not adjust it. Do not adjust it. Please stay where you are. We are. Yes,
hello?
Go ahead. Emeka, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
I keep telling our people. The other day, when that idiot posted comment on Facebook, I told him, I gave him a comment that he's a very foolish man. Because we as Igbo people, over the years, being an Igbo, is making me ashamed over the years, until now. Because all these years, no Igbo leader have ever talked critically or talking in favor or in goodness of the Igbo people. Until now, that God has raised you to come to our rescue. And now that you're the only person, or through this medium, Radio Biafra, is the only where our position can be well presented, where this sort of Fulani oligarchy are well challenged, because in Nigeria here, we do not have any stake in this country. My people is still sleeping to that fast. As far as Nigeria is concerned, the Igbo nation have no stake in Nigeria. And the so-called Anese and the governors, and Owaziri and Co. are outer servants. It's an obvious fact. It's glaringly apparent. And it's a pity that my people are still sleeping to this fact. But now that the spirit of the dead have come to bring them to their slaughter platform, all thanks be to Chukwu Abiam. Director, I want to say this morning that if we did not have gone before now, please, Director, I'm begging you, import gun for us. Give us gun. We must show them example. We must kill either one or two of them to start it first. So that they will learn to be calm in the presence of a struggle like this, because they have sold out. We should go to hell. We don't need them. We are the Igbo people. We are the Igbo people and Biafran. Not those few house servants that are calibrating about. But what I'm saying is that we need guns, Director. We need guns.
Come back. Come back. We have plenty. Come back.
We need ammunition.
Come back.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Chidi, can you hear me? Are you still there?
Hello?
Yes, Chidi, please go ahead. Go ahead. The line is okay now. Go ahead.
Yes, Connet, I'm here. Director, I'm here.
Please go ahead. Go ahead, Chidi. Say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, what I'm saying in essence is that you don't know what you have done for our people here. Our people is now waking up. They are waiting for you. They are waiting for your command. We are here in authority. We are here. We are here. Our people is ready. Ready now. I don't want to hear this man again. It's like you are taking more so easy. To this man, who is this man to say
he's
that
a nobody? He will fall. He's a nobody. He will go on exile and he will die here. You want to show him how fanatical we are about Biafra. He doesn't know what fanaticism means. We want to show them that we are more crazy than Boko Haram. We will show them this time around. They are mad.
Director, the one thing I want you to know is that if this man have any investment in Malaysia, let us start from here. Give us his investment here. Let us start from there. In abroad, anywhere he has investment, let us know who this man is. Let us commend this second phase immediately, without waiting for the.
We are not wasting time. We are going to shoot him. Bring him closer. Let him speak.
Director, Chiwendu.
Yes, Chiwendu, go ahead.
Director, I asked you before. I told you that Uwazirike have beaten more than he can chew. Even if it's a spirit, we can cut him. There is no time left. We need to commence this struggle. After all, we have already rallied around all over the world.
I will call back the army tonight. I will recall them tonight. This very night, we'll recall them and commence action immediately.
Let's show them that we are formidable. Let's start immediately. What hell that will fall, let it fall. There is no time. We are more angry, more all over the world, and we spend all our last currency to build a memorial back home, and the idiot and the imbecility people wanted to do what? This is unheard of. Director, please, we don't need to waste any more time. Let's start. Let's show them how formidable and how... oh, my goodness. Let's show them how...
Owaziri is an idiot. For attempting this very thing, he's a fool. He's a fool. He's a fool.
Forever.
We'll show him.
Forever.
He will understand that. Tonight, we'll recall our people from all over the world. This night, all of you will start packing your bags to come back home. We are going to set this place alight. We want to show them how fanatical we are. They think we speak. We mobilize people all over the world without the help of BBC or CNN, all over the world. We want to show them, when we say to them that we are formidable, we want to prove it to them how formidable we are. We have not come to live. We have come to get Biafra, or we die getting Biafra. There is no alternative. Everything here will go down. We want to show this bastard that we mean business. We'll show him tonight. I will assemble the army this very night. I will record them from all over the world, and he will see hell. They don't know what they're doing. We are not corrupt as they are. We are not a corrupt people. We are incorruptible. Incorruptible. We can never be bought by anybody. Incorruptible. Biafra is the prize. That is what we seek. And Biafra we are going to get before the 31st of... When I speak, then I write it on a piece of paper. Before the 31st of December 2015, there will be Biafra. If there is no Biafra, go and buy your casket. Go and buy your coffin, because all of us will be dead. We will die together. Mad people. Okay. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my name is Kelesha Foleta. I'm calling you from New Zealand.
Please go ahead.
Thank you. Well, Director, I think, I had this news, how will I put it, firsthand, and to me, it was just like, in fact, I spoke to Chukwudi Ofoma as soon as I had this news, and, I am of the opinion that it's high time we don't have to wait anymore. We need to be faster than our enemy this time. We need to do something. We need to, instead of Wazirike threatening to kidnap you, we will be the ones that will actually go and arrest him and do with him whatever we please, because he has actually messed with our people for so long that he doesn't deserve mercy anymore. So my point is simple. We don't have to wait until they do something. We have to do something. Otherwise, they might actually do something that will actually compromise our plans. So we do something first. They will be the ones that will actually... You see what Boko Haram is doing? Boko Haram is faster than Nigeria in any... Even faster than all the whole world now. You know? So we should be doing something, and they will be the ones approaching us and asking us to stop. We don't have to wait for them to do before we will now retaliate. That's my point. My point is simple. Instead of us waiting for Wazirike, we know where Wazirike has his home in Owerri. We know where he has his home in Okigwe. We can start destroying one of the homes, and then knowing that he will be left with one. If we cannot find him in the one that we destroyed, we will go and look for him in the other one that is still there. If we destroy that one, if we move to South Africa, we have people there that will get him. The most important thing is that we cannot fold our hands anymore and wait for these fools to continue threatening our lives and continue even messing up with our plans. That is the most annoying thing. They don't want Biafra, and at the same time, they don't want people that want Biafra to get Biafra. It cannot continue this way. So I'm supporting whatever plans that you have, but the most important thing I'm saying is get them while you can. Don't wait for them to disrupt the plans that you have. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. That was Kelechi Ofoleta from New Zealand. The caller on the phone, are you still there?
I'm here, Director.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good morning, Director, from Switzerland. This is the last day calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland, please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, there's something I want to say, because it's just that I was checking some of our pictures planning on 30th of May, and suddenly I got to, looking my internet, and I had the news. I was very shocked, because many people are at work now, some people don't even know what is happening. And I have also got some people here telling them that the Biafra is on, and they were surprised, You see, we are not happy on the news we are receiving this very morning, because this is the last time we got to do something. Nigerian government scattered us all over the world, but I have finally seen that this very, very person that we are in the world, we are going to use advantage of it. Because now, even the whole world understand now that even this new generation understand that the people they are calling Nigeria, even if among them are not Nigeria, this is Biafra. Because they never know, this new generation never know that they are people called Biafra. But I'm telling you that starting from that and we want to have the advantage of the peace right now in this process of this struggle. And I'm just telling you that bear it in mind, Director Bassett. Whatever we do now towards Liki, we are fighting against the Liki and also the people that sent me, who is the Nigerian government, that is working with it. And I'm telling you that you have to make me say Liki and learn about it. If any time the Nigerian government attacks people in the other land, indigenous people in the other land, to be able to do it, we have to invest in every of their industry out of one year where we are. So that they know that we are going to be able to content. And we have to deal with the same thing. Anything that we want to hear about it, they have committed against us in the other land. We have to show them in every of their industry. I saw that if we are trying to hear
We will. Thank you very, very much for that. This very evening, we shall make an announcement. And that announcement will have a lot of implications for this very movement of ours. We must go and meet our enemies. We can't wait for them to come and meet us. We go and meet them. Your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Henry Adnakachukwu Adams, calling from China.
Please go ahead.
From Obunugu Autonomous Community in Alo, Imo State, Biafra Land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, I salute your courage. You are really doing a wonderful job for us. I have been in this struggle for some years now, but I don't believe in too much talk because I do believe in action, and I think this is the time. This is time we go after that fool, call himself Wazirike. I think that man needs to get down before he destroys us. We Biafrans in China are, you know, we are very, very angry. We have never even, what happened in China here on Sunday, we are still pissed, and again, this is coming again from that very idiot called yourself Igbos. We are tired of...
Not just you.
Director, why I call you is that I want to let you know that we are in support of what you are doing. We have brave Biafrans in China here, and we are ready. We are ready to do whatever, anything, to get these people down. You are tired.
We recall this evening. We recall all of you this evening. We must meet our detractors head on. We must meet them. We must meet them. All of you must come back from wherever you are in the world. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are calling from.
Director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Once again, I'm always a regular caller. I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy, and what is your name?
My name is Pascal Chiledume.
Thank you, Chiledume.
From Ayazumbise.
Ayazumbise.
Ayazumbise, Biafra Land.
Go ahead.
In fact, I'm burning so much this morning. When I had this news, it's like the day I lost my father. For me, I would have liked us to show one example this night or today by eliminating this motherfucker called Wazirike. He's almost dead, but we won't allow him to die by himself. He will be happy if he died by himself, they will bury him well, but it's better we butcher that man any moment from now, or we start destroying. I know where he has some of his things. We start this night and destroy it. I'm coming back. If you have called us to come back, I'll be telling you anytime you give a signal, I'm coming back. Right away.
Yes, of
course. So let us do something before something do us.
Of course. I agree with you. Completely.
But because if we show an example, they will know that we are serious.
Yes. Until that happens.
For example, this form is a work.
Of course.
Because it's getting too much of him. That's all I have for to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller, yes, please. Your name and where you are?
Narrator, are you with me?
I am listening to you, to your voice, and so is the whole world, to this very special program this morning. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Germany, Heidelberg.
From Germany, Heidelberg. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Narrator, you see, we have a very good Memorial Day on the 30th of this month, and we call our people who died on the process of our living to wake up and walk with us. And I'm strongly believe that they are waking up and they are now knocking on the door for those people who are evil against what we are doing. The people who wake up on 30th of this month now are knocking on their door and telling them, look at what is coming in future. And now they are realizing there is something coming in future. So the only thing now they have to do is to act to destroy exactly what we did, our effort on the 30th of this month. So Director, I'm telling you now that there is no time to wait. This is only little time we have. And this short time we have now, we must act. We must use this time to go against these people. And I'm showing you one thing this morning, that all these people now, immediately we started sweeping our house in Biafra land, cleaning all the territory in Biafra land, one or two persons, more especially this Wazirika, have disturbed a lot. And we have to tell him now that we are no compromise. We are not the same people with the people working there.
Never.
We don't believe in $1.
Never.
We don't believe in $2. You can change everybody's mindset with $1 or $2, but not somebody like us here. You just mentioned your new government to me yesterday night, and they realize that the people coming against them now is completely a different people who doesn't belong in bribe. So, Director, I'm making it to be clear, my good brother. We must move. I'm failing to do so as quickly as possible. These people are going to overcome us, and we won't allow this chance to penetrate into us. We won't allow all this, our effort, to vanish. So, my good brother, now every one of us in diaspora must be clear for one thing. If you are not participating in this battlefield, make sure that your finance will be regularly moved to Biafra land as quickly as possible, because there is no longer time for us anymore. We have to move against these people now, and we have to eliminate one or two person inside them, and then the rest of them will know exactly that we are coming against them. We don't have much discuss about this in. We wait until this evening again, we get another information again. We know exactly what we are going to do. But I'm strongly believe people are coming home. So let us see what exactly going to happen. But be very careful and stay safe wherever you are. And God bless you, brother. And thank you very much. And have a very good afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. And goodbye as well. This is Radio Biafra special, very special broadcast today from the bosom of the sacred and the very ancient lands of Biafra. We have been here since the beginning of time. We are as old as mankind itself. We cannot be removed from here. We have come home to get Biafra or to die here. We cannot go on exile. Those of them in Ohanaeze, in Masop, working with Nigeria, working with Muslims, they will go on exile. We will show them that we value Biafra more than we value life. We will tell them that our own brand of Biafra is something they have never seen before. The same way we shocked the world on the 30th by mobilizing all over the world, we must shock the agents of darkness here and tell them that we are without fear before our enemies. God knows we are without fear. When we got this news yesterday, I told them to get into the car. I would drive myself. I drove and we went there to make sure that nothing will happen. If they come, anything they come with, we meet them head on. We made all our preparations and arrangements. And dear Lord God, we are waiting for them to make one false move to give us the justification. We will hunt them down like cockroaches. Hunting will hunt them down. They will know how serious we are. MASOP was formed to go and get us Biafra. It was not formed to become a criminal group terrorizing our people. They have not marched against Boko Haram. They have not done anything at all. Nothing. Criminality upon criminality. And our people think, because that we will tolerate it. We will not tolerate it. We can never accept evil in this land. Never. Regardless who is perpetrating it, we will not accept it. They are mad people. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Hello? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director.
Please.
I am Anthony Obi. I am calling from Singapore.
Anthony Obi from Singapore. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just had the report you gave. Actually, it's very, very troublesome. It's very, very worrying that people like myself or Wazurike should think of a thing like that. Why can't they go to Kano? Why can't they go to Yobe? And destroy whatever, or even try Zambisa forest, where Boko Haram is holding people ransom, and do as much as they can by destroying things. Why should it be the only thing we can be proud of as Igbo people, to have, or as Biafrans, to have ever established in this lifetime? Why would they do a thing like that? Anyway, why I call is just to give a kind of word of caution. We should really be careful with these people, because all they know, you know, we did the Remembrance Day, and surprisingly, no Nigerian media carried it. So they are waiting for things like this to blow it up, and then it will go to, oh, Biafran strugglers are killing themselves or hunting themselves down, and just to give a dog a bad name. So we will really, and I trust you, a man of wisdom, and I know you will really apply wisdom on this. Don't allow things like this to be the thing that will bring down our struggle or something. Just apply wisdom. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You are in Singapore. How many of you are there in Singapore? Because Singapore is very quiet.
Yes, actually there is nobody here. This place, you can't believe it. Nobody here, nobody. And there is a kind of country you can't even hold rally. You have to get permission. Then they direct you where they want you to do it. It's just a secluded place. Nobody goes there. And the money they ask you to pay to hold whatever rally you want is very, very exorbitant. That means they want to discourage you from doing it. So it's a very terrible place, but we are just trying to cope on.
So does it mean you cannot hold meetings in churches or in private homes, in your houses, can't you hold? Would they also stop you from holding meetings there?
No. It is one of their permanent laws here. They don't allow association of any type.
Are you serious?
There was a time Malaysians here tried to hold a rally just to protest against the election of in Malaysia, just across the border, and all of that.
Association, not even in your kitchen is allowed.
So it's a kind of place it is.
It's a totalitarian state. What are you people doing there then?
Yeah.
If it's totalitarian, what are you doing there?
It is.
I don't know how a Biafran can stay somewhere where they cannot speak. I can't understand it. Please.
That's what I want to contribute, Director. Thank you
very
for
much.
The good work that we are following. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And God bless you. We have somebody who has been waiting very patiently on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from on this very morning of Wednesday, the fourth day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. A very special broadcast coming from here. A day following the night that Wazirike announced that he's going to attack our cenotaph and destroy it. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Director. My name is Godwin Ezekwere, and I'm calling from Germany.
Please go ahead.
Director, I want to say that I'm not very happy with this news. Because Wazirike has been a thorn on our flesh since all these years, and everybody kept quiet. I mean, Wazirike and the entire Ohanaeze, they have been dealing with us for quite a long time. But I want to tell the people of Okwe that they should call Owatrike to order. Because if somebody like me come down to Okwe, and my town is 6 kilometers to Okwe, there will be no moving object. They should remember that Owatrike has been killing our sons and daughters to make money. And we call ourselves Igbos. These things are abominable things in our land. And the Okwe people allow their son to continue this way. When the trouble will start, if we come down to Okwe and we did not see Owatrike and his family, anybody we see is going with, because of Owatrike. They should call that idiot to order. He called Abacha's son and give him 21 gun salute. And the Mustafa, these are Hausa Boko Harams. These are the people that have been killing our children, our parents, our brothers and sisters. 3.5 million of us have died. I am one of those kids that suffered Koshoko. They should call Owatrike to order because nobody will be happy. They should call him to order. And if Owatrike is running away, let him run away. But please, he should not come to Germany. Because if I see him anywhere in Germany, you see, in Germany where we are, if there is any problem, it takes the police 5 minutes to be there. But I'm sure in Owatrike that if I see him anywhere around Germany, before the police come, that means before 5 minutes, he's a dead man. In fact, the police will see me eating his flesh. They should call that idiot to order. Please.
They know.
Please.
They know what to do. They know what to do. We believe that they know what to do. Thank you very much. We have a caller also on Skype. This is Radio Biafra morning broadcast on this day, the fourth day of June 2014. You will give us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Good morning.
My name is Austin Okoye. I'm calling from Ukraine.
From Ukraine. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you for this good job that you are doing for our people. I want to say more grace to you, Ebo. Owatrike is, I don't know, we've been talking about it for so long now. And this is time that you just have to take action. I don't think he knows what is about to befall him. I don't think he knows. Because if he actually knows what is about to befall him, he would have even, he wouldn't be told to go and look for somewhere to go and hide. Because I was hearing when someone called from South Africa that day, Director, I want to tell you something. People in South Africa, they are very, very, very crazy people. If they should come to, because I've been to South Africa, Director, we have a lot of mad people in South Africa. Very, very mad, insane. If they should invade our land because of Owatrike, who is Owatrike? Owatrike, we are just talking as if he's a one strong person. Owatrike is not strong. Within a few minutes, Owatrike will be over. You just have to just leave the land. And somebody called from Singapore. He said we should know how we are going to handle it. We shouldn't take it into violence or something. It's a lie. He has done a lot of abominable things that can never be forgiven. He brought Al Mustafa. He brought what is he called?
Mohammed Abacha.
Mohammed Abacha. Chokwe. At the same time, they went to the to Uri. They went to Uri.
Abomination.
That is, and somebody who says the freedom fighter founder director. I don't see why he should leave. I don't see it. He has been in this so-called freedom fighting for how many years now? Owatrike have never remembered to honor the dead. People died in Ezu River.
What does he do? He didn't do anything. And now our people all over the world have got put it together, and we have been able to honor the dead by erecting that monument. The next thing he's saying is going to go and attack that monument and destroy it. He will never leave to see the destruction. He will die, he will go down. Whoever that support that the destruction of that monument, all of them will go down. They will.
He said.
So, thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting to the whole world. We are formidable. Anytime, 1 hour's notice, only 1 hour, and our lines are flooded. These people are dead men walking. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have you, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? I don't think so. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling
from. My brother. Yeah, good afternoon. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Malaysia. Also by name. This is good morning over here, and I offer it to you. Please go ahead. Hello? No. That line couldn't hold. It couldn't hold. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear? Yes, please turn your system down. Please turn it down. This is Radio Biafra morning broadcast. Yes, can you hear me?
Good morning, my director.
Good morning.
This is Mr. Emmanuel Darlington Wadike. I'm calling from Valencia, Spain, the coordinator for Valencia, by the grace of God.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yes, my director. This morning, I was woke up by my colleagues here, my family members of Jaffra, asking me to come and listen to the broadcast. Although I didn't know if the news was read or something, but I read through the page of the Jaffra page, and I saw where that hopeless thing is saying that the federal government gave money to come and destroy. Director, I wouldn't waste much of your time. I want to tell you something. Action speaks louder than voice. Threat is water. Action is blood. You know? Look, there is one thing we have to know. Like that guy that spoke from Singapore, right? Yes. The guy that said that you're a man of wisdom, you should use wisdom. I want you to take a look at this. You remember one time, there is a way I reason, Director. There is a way I reason. I didn't go to school, but I'm a lecturer. Director, you remember the time you came to Spain and there was a news collecting everywhere that in Victoria that there was people who tried to make some, you know, demonstration for Biafra and police got into them and picked them. I told you, be very careful. Those things might be forged stories trying to impersonate the name of Biafra. Yes, but at the end of it, you dug into the matter and you found out the truth, and I was right. The same way I want to come in now. That is the way I read, because before a thief wants to decide to steal something, he or she have already made his mind where they will push the suspect to. That will never relate to him. So what I'm trying to say here is, if really that hopeless sinner have mind or guts or courage to do what he's claiming, I don't think he will come to say it. He will go straight and do it, then take the glory.
Yes, they were planning it. I must make this very clear. It was where they were planning it yesterday. Yes, it was at the meeting. Yes, they had they planned, they finalized the meeting yesterday to come and attack it.
Okay, Director, let us make it very easy and simple. It's like they want us to come before the time. That is what I see. They want us to come before the time, so we have to give them action. This Ohanaeze, Ndoshi, as they claim they are. They are not Ohanaeze Ndigbo in the very first place. They are Ohanaeze Ndakpere. They are giving them chips from what is falling from the table of their slave master. Little. They are giving them little from just little Kandausa Nenyeha, little Kanenyetoha, Kanekelesta, from their own soil.
the food from their own soil. When they are taking it back to a place where they are going to use it, the little ones that fell from it is what they get to them. They struggle to get it, and when it was given to them, now they will be happy. Just like this hopeless sinner who thought that the whole Biafran people or the Igbos are in his hands. The other guy that said from Germany is right. He said that his home is 6 kilometers to Okwe. If Okwe people did not call this fool back to order, believe you me, it will assume that the whole Okwe people are bad people, and we thereby we shall crush all of them, because a man is either my friend or my enemy. And if he is my enemy, he must die, because he will never say any good thing about me. What is Hanelze Ndibu and Hanelze, this thief, or was Rike, they are suffering from envy, mere envy. Because you have come to demonstrate to the world that you speak, you do what you say. And now he has seen that he has done nothing only to deceive the entire Igbo people in the name of Biafra, Mossop. Killing people, throwing them into the Zoo River with Anambra State Governor. Fine, Director. These are Hanelze and Igbo. They are taking the risk of the highest order. When they gather to make their meeting, we go there and bomb all of them. Bomb all of them, shed down that place, and they will die. The matter is closed. General Wazirike is just one man in Okwe. If we go there, we didn't see him. We bomb down his house. Then he will be running. I don't know why you said that Wazirike should go on exile. That man deserves to be hanged in that monument. Let vulture eat his body. Vulture will eat his body. He's not supposed to go on exile. He's bringing our enemies. You said it. You are right, my director. After 30th, now is the beginning. Director, hang my case. We remain in this struggle, me and my people. We sleep. We don't have sleep. This struggle gives us a sleepless night. We only think how we are going to make this thing publicized all over the whole Spain. We are coming out with the whole strategy. And you'll be seeing it. I don't need to say it. You'll be seeing it. You'll see the videos. How we are going to mobilize people. Because here in Spain, though we did it, but we that did the rally, we are not happy because we expected more people to come. And why people did not come up, I will blame ourselves for not reasoning the proper way we are supposed to reason to carry out evangelism. And now the census has come to us how we should carry evangelism. Now we are going to carry on evangelism, and you be on the watch. Please do come on time and share whatever deal you have for us. Let us start buying weapons if we don't, because we need action. I rest my case, my director. Thank you
very much. Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. When you call Radio Biafra on Skype and we hold you, do not disengage. Stay where you are. Invariably, we return to you. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling us from. We are Radio Biafra.
Denmande, good afternoon from Indonesia and good morning from Enugu.
Thank you very much.
My name's Chinwoke Chidozie-Onwuzo. I am happy about the development. I can't be sad about it because it's a very good development. And this is to let you know that we are moving forward, because if you are dancing and people are not looking at you, that means you are not dancing, you've not started dancing. And if you are playing without spectators, nobody is enjoying your games. So what I want to tell Biafrans is that this is a very good step. Wazirike wants to show himself, and his days are numbered. His days are numbered. So there is no issue that anybody will be frightened. Let us move on the plans. If the plans have been made to move on him, let that be done without any hesitation. So I strongly advise that you have to go ahead and call down your battalion as you have announced tonight. Let them start and show some example on Wazirike. This is my own solution and my own personal opinion. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you for that call. Please give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. I'm the one who called before. My name is Richard Chema, colleague from Malaysia. I happen to be the foreign chairman of Indigenous People in Malaysia here.
Thank you.
Actually, Director, I am really pissed off this morning when I, you know, when I read the news, you know, on our site, in terms of what people, you know, what Masrika is doing over there. I don't want to say much, but I believe in action. I'm so ashamed that our brother here, in a close to us here in Singapore, called that we should take him, you know, calm and all that. Are we going to take it calm, you know, want them to come into our land and destroy us? Look at what Wasrika is doing, selling out us to these so-called outside Fulani people to come and destroy us. We are not going to fold our arms to, you know, want them to come. Director, I do not want to say much on anything. I believe in action. I urge each and every one of us all over the whole world to calm down. If we cannot calm down, let your money calm down. If you cannot do anything, let your money speak. Not coming on here on air and talk and talk and talk and talk and that's end it. Right now, we need funds. We need funds to push this struggle forward. And in that case, Director, I will support this, what I'm saying. If there is anything that we can go with, you know, for this struggle, I'm supporting it with 100,000. If I can get account now, that will be transferred before the end of today in Nigerian time. Thank you very much, Director. That is all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. When it comes to Malaysia, people don't understand why I am a bit partial to Malaysia. There is something amazingly incredible about them. Amazingly incredible, I hasten to add. Do we have a caller on Skype? Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, please, my dear brother.
Okay, good morning, Director.
Good morning.
This is Valentine Eze from France.
Our very able coordinator of France, our national in France. You are welcome. Please go ahead.
Director, I thank you very much for your vigilance and all those stuff like that. You don't really know how I feel when I saw this news this morning. The news is so disturbing, you know. I don't really know what Mossop is in. Some people are still following this man, so-called Wasrike. What is wrong with our people? Even the Ohanaeze Ndigbo, what they are planning to destroy is something that they're supposed to build. It's something they're supposed to build. Mossop is there when Elsa Fulani, Kat Uriela, kill people in all part of Biafra land and get away with it. Did they trace them? Did they kill them? Did they fight back? Did they defend our land? The answer is no. They did nothing. Their problem is just this monument. I just feel like when I hear the news, I just feel like disappear to appear, just to vanish from here and appear in front of that monument. Let the person come. It's a suicide mission. If anybody try to get close to that thing, Director, that person is, I believe, is playing with fire.
Yes.
That person is playing with fire. I must tell you this, Director. For God's sake, I can't really understand. I can't just understand. What is their problem? I believe they don't know the meaning of honor.
No,
when you go to England, you find something like that. You go here in France, you find something like that. All over the world, we are the only people, at least for the first time, the indigenous people of Biafra have come together to build that thing. Something that they're supposed to build, and they fail to build it for so long. And now they want to destroy it. And then what will they gain? What benefit will Wasrike get from that? And he still go ahead and deceive people that he is fighting for Biafra while he's working for the enemy. His days are numbered. It's a promise and a pledge. His days are numbered.
Of course they are.
His follower must surely kill him when he don't even expect that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. That was our own very able coordinator all the way from France. We are here doing what is right. We are here propagating the gospel of restoration. Because they were not called by Chukwu Abiama. They are the children of darkness. We represent the light. The caller on the phone, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good afternoon, Director. This is Bantam Nam. They're calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, very formidable, exceptionally formidable Malaysia is. Please go ahead.
Director, my heart is seriously boiling here. Who the hell is Owazurike? Who the hell is him? He is a disgrace in a human nature. Have I ever told him if it is jealousy that is moving him around to be using Biafra struggle to supporting all the politicians and getting all the money he needed and building mansions, he should never there. And I even pray that he make the silly mistake to come closer to that monument. Director, you know, we have steps that we are taking this struggle to. The first step, as you have said, we should move straight to the first step. We must start that sample, that example. We don't need any saboteur anymore. The one we had in the 67 to 70 is enough for us. Let us start with that demonic Owazurike. Director, our heart is seriously boiling here in Malaysia. Who the hell is he? Director, we should go and get that Owazurike wherever he is. Believe you me, our heart is boiling. We want to give example of what we have in mind to start in our caucus within ourselves. Let us bring that our dirty linen in the public. Let's start with that Owazurike and those old fools. Let us start from them. We must start something immediately for them to know that we are serious. Maybe 2013 to 2015. And we want to start with that demonic, worthless human being called Owazurike. Who the hell is he? Director, my heart is boiling. We really, really need to start something immediately. We cannot allow that idiot to threaten us, to even make an attempt to give us a threat. We want to show Owazurike who met him, where he started from. We want to tell him that he is nothing. He's an empty vessel that makes plenty of noise. That we need to start with him so that the rest will know that we are not joking. Because they believe that we are those harmless people that they can intimidate. How do they even think about it, even conceive it in their mind, to have in mind that they will come closer to that monument? Are they crazy? I said and I keep saying, let them make an attempt. I will even be happy. And if they did not make that an attempt, God will punish all of them. They will die prematurely. Attempt to get closer to that monument. If they did not come closer to that monument and that intimidation that they brought up and they even conceived to say it out, if they did not make that attempt, on Haga 1 week, mark it somewhere. For them to come and make an attempt, for them to know that we are not joking. They think I'm enjoying here that in Malaysia I am, that I'm receiving all sorts of insults. Are they stupid? How could they be using Biafrans to be making money? They will just channel them to the politicians. They will be collecting millions and enriching themselves and expect us to be quiet. God will punish all of them. If Owazurike did not come to that monument and attempt to his intimidation, God will punish him. Director, we are very, very upset out here. We are very, very upset. We really need to start something, Director.
Thank you very much. We shall commence. And as you said, if he doesn't carry out his threat, he's a very foolish man. There is nothing I say I will do which I have not done. Nothing. If he doesn't care. Look at this idiot. Boko Haram are killing your people in Sabongiri, in Madala, in Abuja. What you did was to invite Al Mustafa and Muhammad Abacha. You gave them 21 gun salute. You have not fought Boko Haram. You have not fought any Hausa Fulani person. You are in their payroll. We know things about you that you don't even know. We know that you fraudulently defended these people, Hausa Fulani people at Okigwe. You think we do not know that? We know very, very well. You and your members, those that use the name of Biafra, you insult the memory of our heroes. You insult the memory of the bravest fighting men the world has ever known. You insult us by what you do with our flag and in our name. You bring shame, dishonor, and humiliation to our people. Enough is enough. You will leave this place. You will leave this place. You have called down hell, and you will see it, for daring to convene a meeting asking your vagabonds to come and lay their filthy hands on our most sacred institution, our own monument built by people that trekked through the desert, those that swam through the seas, that worked to contribute for the construction of the most glorious monument of its kind anywhere in Africa. You want to lay your filthy hands on it. God help you. You are already in hell, we assure you. You and your people, I dare you to come there. I dare you to come to that very place. I dare you. You're mad. You are using the backing of Hausa Fulani in the name of Biafra to stifle the freedom and the independence of Biafra. And some idiots who are not educated enough to understand. They don't ask questions. What are you doing with politicians? Why are you supporting Jonathan when we are fighting for Biafra? What are you doing campaigning for Jonathan? Are you not a freedom fighter? Which freedom fighter supports the president of the country enslaving them? Only you, an imbecile like you. We are here. We are not going anywhere. You are a dead man walking. Forever mentioning the cenotaph that you couldn't build. How much did you collect? How much have you collected? Capital Oil gave you 21 million. Am I wrong or am I right? 21 million. Is that correct or not, Wazrike? Capital Oil gave you 21 million to mobilize for him. You are a wretched, hungry pauper. Using the name of Biafra to enrich yourself. You are mad. You're insane. You think we are all like you? That is the problem with Igbo people and Igbo men. Because they are criminally minded, they think everybody is like them. We are not. Before we came, there was nothing like us. Now that we are here, nobody can do what we are doing. We mobilize the whole world over, including Cambodia. Who has ever done that before us? We mobilized Biafrans all over the world, a feat never before attempted or accomplished in the history of freedom fighting. And people doubt our sincerity. People doubt how committed we are to our country. People doubt how fanatical we are about our country. They are mad. They are mad. We are about to show you who we are, that you will tell your children's children about us. You will tell them that there came a group of people that remained fearless before their enemies until Biafra came. That is how I want to remember these people. They are dead people walking. We will show them. This evening I call the army. We assemble them, and wherever they are, we meet them there. Mad people. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, Director, good morning. This is Chuka, also on the line.
Thank you very much, Chuka. What is happening? This is Radio Biafra live transmission to the world. Are you at the site? And if you're there, what is happening? Can you hear me? We have lost him. We have lost Chuka Bosa. Bad network. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, we have also lost him as well. We have lost him. This is Radio Biafra. Please, we ask you, if you call us, try to be a little bit patient. But we know that in the case of Chuka, that the network from our monument site is a bit shaky. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
My name is Emeka. I'm coming from Cambodia.
Please go ahead. From Cambodia. Go ahead. From Cambodia. Turn your system down. You are calling us from Cambodia. Turn your system down. Have we lost you? Let us go to the line again. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's Chukwudi coming from South Africa.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, director, there's something that I wanted to suggest. Concerning was leaking, because was leaking is taking more than the fire. This is our time now to look for was leaking whatever he has. And get him, red-handed. Adam will hang him or will kill him and bury him alive. Because was leaking has damaged many souls. Even if it was in Kenyan away, any country that was in Kenyan to, we have a representative. Let them find what you can and bring it alive. Because really, Biafrans, we are not happy what is going on now with what you can. Every time you was looking, every time you was looking. Where is what you can? You not one way that you was looking out. Every time whenever I'm never was looking, let them be up and get it alive together. I'm not happy. For you to mention that name was Rican and Lesbian Biafra. I thought by now that it was Rican and Lesbian. This is our time to rise with Biafra. To look for what Rican and Lesbian is. And get him red-handed. Then we decide what you're going to do to him. Whether you kill him or he bends him in our life. That is what I'm suggesting. Even though we're Rican land here in South Africa, I will prevent myself and other members to stand for him. And make sure that you get him whatever he needs.
He's a madman.
Either we kill him or we
greet
our life.
He's a madman for mentioning our senator Fisimebriya. He's a madman. Anybody, we don't care who you are. We don't care who you are. Even if you're United States of America or Britain. Anything that touches that senator of God knows. Chinekenna, Chukwa Biama knows what will happen. He's there now, he's in Enugu. Go there. And touch it. Go and touch it, then you will see. You will see who we are. That we are directly descended from God Himself. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Is that Chuka?
Yes, Director, this is Chuka.
Are you at the cenotaph?
Director, as a matter of fact, we are here since 5 a.m. in the morning.
Did anything happen to the cenotaph?
They wouldn't dare to come near, Director.
They are mad people. You will tell all our security there that I said, anything that comes there and goes back alive, then we cannot get Biafra. If they come, we kill all of them here in Enugu. We kill them here. We want them to come.
Like I said, Director, we dare them to come, and we are waiting for them.
We are waiting. I'm coming straight to the place. We are waiting for them. We want them to understand who we are. They are mad people.
Oshita wants to speak.
Go ahead.
Hello, Director.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, speaking from the memorial, I was set here in Biafra land. Actually, we got the information as the last night broadcast finished. Me, myself, personally, I've been here since last night broadcast. I want those people that brought this propaganda, we are waiting for them in this our side. We are ready for whoever that wants to try what we are doing. We are ready for any bastard who will try to disturb what we are doing. Like I said, I want our people, all our listeners all over the world, never to despair. We are very gallant here in our memorial, and nothing can ever try to spoil what we are doing. I want to assure our people that we are fully ready and waiting for whomever, even from air, wherever they are trying to come from. We are here and we are waiting for them. Let's be as foolish as whatever and try to come here, and we will show them an example of what we are doing and what we are capable to do. Thank you. We have nothing much to say than to tell our people to keep calm, because nobody can ever spoil what we are doing. Let them dare to try what we are doing, and we will show them that we are more than formidable. Thank you. And our brother, Techuku and Mother Eze, want to speak as well.
Go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
And good morning, dear fans. Please, there's nothing to worry about. Everything is under control. Not the type that the zoo, that the evil forest used to be on control of nonsense. We are fully in charge. And I want to assure them that if Ele came to Oba, have learned how to fly without perching. We, the hunters on the ground, have learned how to shoot without targeting. This time around, it is not going to be just the way they think. I have personally tried to get in touch with all the people, all the ROC in our land. I will personally use everything to fight this time around. I don't care about their church or whatever. I will use our Nana to fight now, this time around. I have all the villages and town heads to assemble all the ROC, all the SMOs. They are all marching down here. And we are waiting for any one of them. It's either we die or we live. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we are going to get... We told them that we came prepared. They think we are joking. You threaten somebody. I got into the car and I told them to get in. Let's go there and see the bastards. Let's go and see them. Isioleka Hapuru, who is this imbecile that cannot afford 3 square meals? Has he worked in his life? Has he done anything in his life? What can he do? You compare yourself with people that use their legs to trek to Europe. You are mad. Simebrigi, you have not seen anything yet. Tonight, we open the gates of hell. You're a madman. You're a madman. They should tell you, there are MASOP members listening. We dare you people to come. We dare you. You are working for Hausa Fulani people. Unabara BDP boy, you swore to bring Biafra, and in the end, you betrayed Biafra. Ifeajuna was shot dead. All of you should be killed for your betrayal of your country. You betrayed Biafra by working for politicians, taking money from people, bringing us kidnapping. You betrayed your country. You betrayed Biafra. And the blood of the 3.5 million we immortalized at that very place. We'll never forgive any of you for following Wasrike. We'll not forgive you. You are dead men walking. We want to tell you that we are insane. Aran Abani want to show you that in this very land. We have come to fight Boko Haram. I have come to fight Nigeria. Not my own type, my own flesh and blood. But if you bring this war close to me, we will kill you. You will see it. Okay, Nanya. We are bringing forward our phase 2, bringing it forward. I'm warning everybody so you hear it and you know and you prepare. That is how formidable. You prepare yourself very, very well. We will come through your defenses and drive you away from this land. We told you that, and that is exactly what we're going to do. Arabopoku Nanya Ndiochi. You bring Mustafa into our land. You connive with governors. You go and play with people's lives. 3.5 million. All because you want money, you want to build hotels. You people are a disgrace to freedom fighting. You are a disgrace to freedom fighting. I'm in Enugu in my own land, in my capital. And here I shall remain. I wanted to travel to Germany on Saturday. I am no longer going. I will be here to see the bastards that will attempt anything. Then we tell you that there is something special about us. We do things that other people cannot do. The way we broadcast, not even BBC can do what we're doing. We can broadcast from any surface on this earth. Any surface whatsoever. With nothing more than 5 tiny equipments. Who else can do it? You cannot do it. They doubt us. We mobilized people all over the world, men, women, and children. Nowhere in the history has that been possible, made possible before, including Cambodia. And they want to play with us. You think because we drink tea in the morning and go to work, because we eat cornflakes and maybe samovita, you think that we don't know what we're doing? Because you're here eating apple and gari. You are mad. You are insane. This land belongs to all of us. We have come to get Biafra. You can go and continue your criminality and your stealing and your kidnapping. That is your business. As for us, we march forward and never backwards. I have given my instructions to them. Very simple. Anything happens to me here, anything at all, Owasurike, the entire Ohanaeze, they should be closed down completely. Their lineage closed down. Ehu, okoko, cat, dog in their homes should be taken down. In their next life, when they hear Biafra, they will run. They are mad people. Ndiara. I've been going to the site every blessed day. Every day I am there. Every blessed day. And I will go there right after this broadcast. If you're strong, you wait now. You wait for us. If you may wasike, you go zonozo. The only thing you can do is you can smoke Indian hemp and you wait on the road and you will die there. Mad people. This is Radio Biafra. We continue. Our march is relentless. Do we have a caller on the phone?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Director. My name is Chinedu Duru. I'm calling from Spain.
Please go ahead.
The PRO, yeah. Please, Director, I had what's been going on since yesterday night, but I meditate and see that this man, the blood of our ancient, our heroes, are disturbing him. He has committed. Well, he doesn't know what he's doing. To my own side, I believe that that my head will use it to complete that memorial. You know, sometimes when things are happening, we don't know why, the reason why it's happening. We rise up this time around, Boko Haram and the guys who call Nigeria started that problem. And all that follows them. And everything moves how God wants it to be. I thought the time of Rodrigo has come for him to go. If we can actually open his sheet, come out, and say that he will destroy his father's land. He will destroy his generation. He will destroy his sons and daughters. He will destroy anything sitting beside him. In the name that he defending that zoo called Nigeria, his time has come. I don't want to speak much, but he will see what is more than him. We are beside you. We do as you said. We are arranging ourselves. Let me go. God, support not my mountain and do my prophet no harm. Let him touch the heart of the living lion. Let me see what they have in that Biafra land. We see him first before we enter that zoo called Nigeria. He's not afraid of where he's living because he's still alive, living. He still has mouth to speak. To touch a sleeping lion that has never wept. Let Wazirika and his group and whatever they are doing, let them try what they are speak with their mouth. If it is real, I never know. Even the propaganda, let it be a propaganda. But if it is real, let him try, let his life lost. Let me know how many years he used to come this earth. If we say, I don't know what to say, Director. But you know where you are going. We are beside you. Anywhere in the world, where will Wazirika run to? Where will he be? We never see the people that are pushing him to that place he's climbing to. Time will come, he will regret what he's doing. Did you know the leaders, the other they have paid in the name of Masoud? Where is he today? But today he's lying back, a freedom fighter. You don't know that he has committed abomination. For all he has done before, he still wants to climb more. Because, you know, I have seen it. It has come to pass that we use his head to complete that memorial. Thanks, Director. I have finished my speech.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. I don't care. If it is a diversion to try and get to me, even better. We have men that will continue this very struggle. All I ask is that you kill all of them, their families, their cats, and their dogs, and obliterate their name from the face of the earth. That is my command to those behind me. That is what you must do. We meet our enemies head on, wherever they are. We want to show these people something, that this whole world will reverberate. Have we committed any crime? The answer is no. We remembered our dead. The same way you have cenotaph in England, in Washington, all over the world. People remembering victims of injustice. If you go to Dublin in Ireland, you see the victims of the potato farming. And they blame the British for it. And all over the place. No one has sought their destruction. You come into this land. You insult these people. You kill them, you rape their women, you take their resources, you subjugate them, and they keep quiet. You say to them, no industry will be in your land, and we accept. You took our money after killing us, and we accepted. You said we must do buying and selling, and we said yes. You said to us, you cannot use your own seaport in Port Harcourt and Calabar. We said yes. you said to us, you must answer Hausa Fulani name before we give you admission into high institution. We said yes. Everything you said to us, we agreed. All we did was to honor the memory of those you killed. And you are saying no. But now it's not possible. You are using your Wazirike to do it. I was waiting for Nigerian army and police that day. They didn't come. I told them, this is where we are. If you like, you can come. They stopped me on the road. And I said to them, this is where we are going. This is what we are doing. If you like, you can come. I'm part of it. They said, I hope there won't be any trouble. That was all. That was all. And Hausa cannot do something that using a Wazirike and Masop. So Masop members, this is what you signed up to go and destroy the memory of those that brought the name Biafra back to life. You people are mad. Where were you when Ojukwu died? You idiots, we are there and Ojukwu was buried with green, white, green flag. That concludes our broadcast today, a very special broadcast this very morning. We are returning again in the evening as usual. This broadcast will be made available to be downloaded as a podcast and distributed to your friends and your family for posterity, that they may know that we say something and we do it. We don't retreat. We don't surrender. Never. Never, ever, ever. We want to let people understand that we mean business. This time around, the Biafra is going to come. Thank you very much, all of you that responded, those of you who are vigilant. If you are a Biafran, you must be vigilant all the time. Go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook. All the time. All the time. Because often, before we update the website, the news is already on Radio Biafra London. The largest. I don't know, why are they playing with us? Have they asked themselves how manage we mobilize people all over the world? Our Facebook group is the largest in the whole planet Earth. Nearly 300,000 people in one place. The largest in the whole world. I don't know why this buffoon, you think this is some newspaper, you can pay them money, they write rubbish about you. Nonsense. Atiku Denwa killed you, you did nothing. Peter Obi slaughtered your men, you did nothing. You went to Peter Obi and you collected money from Peter Obi that killed your men. Masop members, some of you have no shame and brain in your head. If you want to be commissioner for police or commissioner for Okada Riders, when Biafra comes, you there will be too much work. Edo people are asking to join. There will be too much work that we have to import labor from outside. There will be labor from outside. So you don't need to worry. There will be work in the new Biafra. The same cenotaph that remembered Masop members that died in this struggle. We are your own colleagues. We are, we immortalize them. You want to go and destroy. I feel sorry for some of you. This is Radio Biafra. People are still calling us. You will wait. You hold fire until 7 p.m. this evening here in Biafra land. I think we should do this very often. Present our news 2 times every day. One in the morning, one in the evening. 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. every blessed day. That is what we need to do. To make sure that we cover every eventuality. This is Radio Biafra. As soon as it happens, we shall come back on air. Add your friends to Radio Biafra London, because Igwebike, the more we are, the more formidable we become. Thank you very much, wherever you are. And I'm signing off from Enugu. Anything they want from us, we give them. Anything they want, we give them treble fold. We hope to see you again later on this very evening. And as always, without fail or hesitation, this Biafra religion on this radio station, Radio Biafra, is where we worship. Because Chukwu Abiyama, Chukwu Okike, Eke Kereligwe Nowa, Obasibinigwe is our God. He will guide, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same ever merciful Chukwu Abiyama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And good morning from your own capital, Enugu, here in Biafra land.
shine.